It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's really hasn't moved very much since the last time we saw her, which makes it Switzerland, which makes it very easy for me to just say, hi, Mirella. How are you doing?
Hi, Jill. Good, thank you. I hope the same for you, especially in such an important day in the US, where I believe that a lot of people are feeling quite nervous and anxious, to say the least. As far as Europe is concerned, we are having our fair share of difficulties. And with that, I mean, I'm thinking of the attack in Austria last night in Vienna. This has been coming as a total surprise because considering the circumstances with terrorism, Austria has always has been until now not really hit by those terrorist attack, and so yesterday was really something that was a shock for everybody. So just for our listeners, considering what's happening in the US, I'm sure that some other news don't have priority, but this has been a terrible attack in Vienna. One gunman has been shot dead by the police. It took place on six different locations in the city of Vienna. And it is considered a Islamist terrorist attack because the 20-year-old gunman that has been killed had just been released. He was, first of all, very young. He was in prison because he was caught trying to join the Syria in order to fight for the jihad, and that's the reason why he went in prison. Then, because he was still very young, he also got some more lighter sentence, and that allowed him to be released early. So the result is that today 7 to 22 people are wounded. The number is unclear. Seven have life-threatening injuries. And four people are dead, two men, two women. It's also very important to say that Herr Kurz, the Chancellor of Austria, has already insisted on the fact that even though this is something absolutely tragic and unacceptable, and I can assure you that everything is going to be done to get other people that eventually were participating to those attacks. He already insisted on the fact that this is not a battle between Christian and Muslim, but it's a battle between civilization and barbarism. So that shows already a huge effort on his part to not put everything in the same category. As a matter of fact, this morning there was also the report of two young Turkish from Turkish descendants who helped at the risk of their life, helped a woman to escape that life-threatening situation. So there is definitely the will to punish the responsible, but also the will not to make that a battle between Christians and Muslims. For the moment, people are advised to stay home, which is actually quite easy considering that Austria was going to go into a so-called mini lockdown. And that's the reason why yesterday night so many people were still outside having some drinks, having dinners on terraces. It was basically to still enjoy some freedom between going into a second lockdown, even if it's less strict, the idea being to counter the coronavirus, who is definitely now being an issue in all of Europe. So one could see, of course, also a direct relation to what happened just a couple of weeks ago in France, where, as a reminder, Samuel Paty, a teacher, was decapitated on a street of Paris after having shown some caricatures of the prophet in his class. A class that was dedicated to freedom of expression. After that, three people were stabbed in a cathedral in Nice, which also was linked to those unfortunately famous caricatures. That were also the reason why in 2015, 12 people in the offices of Charlie's Hebdo caricature magazine were killed in a terrible attack. So I think we can definitely link all of those events together, even though two took place in France and one took place in Austria. One can also assume that some of those attackers are basically using the fact that all leaders and government are basically extremely busy trying to get through this pandemic with as few casualties as possible, with trying to save the economies as well as possible. So attacking now is an especially decisive moment, because one has the feeling that all the countries are a little bit on a weaker spot, in a situation where things are very far from being normal, and that's basically why it is probably the best moment to try to destroy even more aspects of a society that they don't share the views and philosophies with. But again, I think it was really important to see that Chancellor Kurz was really trying to be strong, to be firm, but also to be fair. And this is something that all the leaders in Europe are trying to do as well. As a matter of fact, Austria received a lot of support from absolutely every country in Europe. But there is, one can feel that there is also this real big desire to avoid any other confrontation that is not absolutely necessary. Two words about COVID. Yes, the cases are increasing. And for the people who think that it's only the cases that are increasing, but not the casualties, unfortunately, numbers are showing the opposite. Casualties are increasing. Hospitals are getting to their limit. Even in countries that have excellent healthcare system. And that is basically the reason why many countries in Europe are going back into some kind of lockdowns, a little bit different from the spring one, in the sense that, for example, countries are trying to keep schools open so that children can continue to go to school. But they are drastically slowing down on places like restaurants, bars, pubs, all places where it's extremely difficult after a couple of glasses to keep social distancing. Definitely a point in time where Europe is struggling with a couple of issues at once.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.